The Catholic Bishops' Conference has defended calls for fasting and prayers by Ghanaians to pave the way for peace before and after the Supreme Court's verdict. The president of the Ghana Catholic Bishops' Conference, Most Reverend Joseph Osaibunsu of the Konongo Mampong Diocese, in an interview with Radio Ghana said, "It is probable that no matter the verdict, some people will resort to violence." He said apart from fasting and prayers, the conference has been meeting both parties behind the scenes for dialogue. He spoke to Agatha Samoa.
Well, we see that it's necessary to pray for peace because we need peace in the country. It is possible that when the verdict comes, that some people will not be happy and they may resort to maybe fighting or, you know, violence and so on. And so we are praying that that type of situation does not arise. So that's why we are asking our members to pray.
And for how long are we going to fast and pray?
Well, we're asking people to pray. I'm not adding fasting because not everybody who can fast, but at least pray between now and the time that the verdict comes, and even, you know, some time after that until there's peace in the country. And so from now to whenever the Supreme Court comes out with the verdict, we ask our members to pray so that there will be peace in the country.
Some analysts are urging the church to go beyond fasting and praying and rather engage the political parties in dialogue. Is this something that you've thought of or you are considering?
Some of it has been done behind the scenes, and I think the two main parties have given us their word that whatever the outcome is, they will accept it. And we also would like to believe that the judiciary is going to do its work professionally, go by the rules or by the laws of the country, the constitution, and give a fair judgment. We have to have faith in our institution. We have to have faith in the judiciary. And so if they do their work well and they come out and say this is what we think should be the case, then we feel that we should all go along with it.
Again, some analysts think some of the church leaders have compromised their neutrality on national issues in the sense that some of them are partisan. Is that the case?
But it will look like sometimes some behave that way. But today they do, then it's unfortunate because if you are a pastor, a priest, or a minister, you should be publicly and officially neutral because you are the head of the congregation. You are in charge of the congregation. The people belong to different parties. And so if you are seen to be partisan, then, you know, you're going to create a confusion even in your church. And then nobody will take you seriously. So my advice to all ministers, pastors, and so on is to remain neutral. Otherwise, you know, when you speak, nobody will take you seriously. And if you are partisan, then of course it becomes difficult to criticize the party that you are supporting.
Most Reverend Joseph Osaibunsu also mentioned some activities lined up for next week to engage major stakeholders in the petition hearing.
Next week we are going to have a bishop's conference. At the end of it, there will be a press conference, and we are going to appeal to all Ghanaians, you know, to remain calm, not to panic, and to accept the verdict, you know, of the Supreme Court. And that's what we have in mind.
You heard President of the Catholic Bishops' Conference, Most Reverend Joseph Osaibunsu.